afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 30th, 2017. Here are meeting today, this communication led by Commissioner Sernoff, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County as their representative. I ask that you give this court the wisdom to do what's right for all the people of Jefferson County. I ask that you bless those that are serving in our democracy overseas and here domestically. I ask that you protect all our families as well as the elected officials' family, those that serve, the staff, and everyone else. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say pledge in unison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we begin our agenda with item number first, I have made a receiving file bid for Chief Page 5, Chief Community Sewer Improvement, for under pump fourth main installation, Community Development Block Grant. And be it considered approval award for Chief Page 5, Chief Community Sewer Improvement, for under pump fourth main installation. The BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructor, for a base bid amount of $161,965. An alternative bid of $43,899 for a total of $205,864. This project is funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item C is to consider and approve execute receiving file change order number one for a professional agreement with LJA Engineering Inc. in the amount of $1,925 for a reported addendum from the original geotechnical engineer to obtain design parameters in order to complete foundation design for bid specifications for a hangar building for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department in accordance with the RFQ for engineering services for rebid of the county's Department of Hangar Building at Jack Grove Regional Airport. This is funded by the 2015 Port Security Grant. And via addendum, item D is considered and approved execute receive and file with C-Tex Construction Corporation for Park Arena at first floor repairs due to Hurricane Harvey in the amount of $109,980.83 in accordance with the Choice Partners Job Texas contract. Do you have a motion on these items under purchase?
So moved.
Yes. Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion.
I just want to make sure that everyone know that on that addendum is dealing with Ford Park. I had a chance to go out to the builders function they had last week. Got a chance to kind of review some of those rooms and buildings. I also just wanted to forward the pictures of the river that exists in front of Ford Park during on the 29th, quite a bit of water got in the facility, and I got a chance to see how much they had to cut out. It's well needed. I'm glad that they decided to go to Jack Roth so we can potentially make sure that we can get reimbursed.
Well, and it saved us some money, too.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, I may consider and approve electronic disbursements for the following items: $434,194.66 to LaSalle for inmate housing revenue. And B, regular county bills, check number 439453 through 439641. And via addendum, item C, consider and approve article agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the Jefferson County Sheriff of the Association for the period October 31st, 2017. Through September 30th, 2021. Motion on those items under auditor.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Question.
I do need to point one thing out. The Commissioner's Court was provided an electronic copy of the article of agreement with the sheriff. In section one under article three on page seven, differs slightly from that electronic version in that the electronic version said after September 30th, and the newly revised version says after September 30th, 2021, which is when the evergreen clause comes into effect.
Yeah, we accidentally left that one that you received Friday actually left out in here. We put September 30th, we just didn't put it here.
That's been communicated to the membership and people?
Yeah, they received the most updated version this morning.
Okay.
Was sent to Tom Barton.
There, and that's their rep?
That's who our attorney advised us to send it to.
Okay. And we don't have to worry about anything. They will pass that to their union.
Yeah, once you get, you say that we're signing it, they haven't signed. So okay. We'll sign, they'll sign, we'll have a receiving file. That receiving file is going to be the good guy.
Okay.
Good.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's happened unanimously. And there's one item on the addendum on the airport, county airport. Item A, receiving file and executed amendment, lease agreement between Jefferson County and Alpha the DBA, peace and rest. I'll have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Put me down as an abstention. I'm not going to vote on that item.
I could do. Oh, okay. Under County Commissioners, I may receive and file certified appraisal roll values and exhibits of the executed tax amendment abatement from Colonial Pipeline in Jefferson County, Texas. Item B is receive and file certified appraisal roll value as an exhibit to the executed tax abatement from the Coastal Cabin 22LP in Jefferson County. Item C is consider possible approval and authorized county judge to execute and receive and file a letter of agreement between Lamar University and Jefferson County Commissioners Court for the taking of the Commissioners Court meeting. This is the renewal of power agreement with 3% increase. Item D is consider possible approval Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation to fall 2017 grant request as is included on the list attached to the agenda. Do I have a motion on those items under? Item E is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute an amended agreement between Tim Richardson, consultant, Jefferson County for the services and seeking Deepwater Horizon restoration funding from October 1st, 2017 through September 30th, 2018.
Judge, can you hold that amount so we can ask a couple of questions on
you,
that?
You bet. Let's, do I have a motion?
Can so, I need to, on the hotel occupancy tax, can we hold off on the 21st one for Park Entertainment Complex? We need to reconcile some numbers on that. We're coming up with a different amount than $130,000 for marketing.
Okay, and
that, so everything else is good.
I've also, I need to get a motion.
So moved.
I have a second.
Second.
Okay, move the second. Okay, we'll discuss these separately. Also on your, okay, so you want to hold number 21 for another day till you get that reconciled?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then Kathy Hughes has changed a couple that are on the list attached on number 4, Lamar University's 2018 Southland Conference Men and Women's. She changed that to 2,500 from 3,500. And on number 6, Fort Nature's Chamber of Commerce, she took off the 64 cents. And then a whole of item 21 for the parking and the conference. Okay, discussion on anything on the hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendation. Okay. Discussion on the addendum item on the BPO bill contract.
I want to know more about how much longer we're going with this.
I think this is going to be the last year, Commissioner. I'm certainly hopeful that it's the last year because I'm hopeful that by October of next year we'll actually be under construction. They have been with me in meetings with the governor, TCEQ, the General Land Office, Parks and Wildlife. I'm hopeful that by September. What we're waiting on, I'll tell you, the last tranche of funding. So far, they have assisted us in getting what we think is $45 million in funding for the project. Certainly been well worth the money that the county spent. We're looking at another $20 million tranche, and we're supposed to have word within the next 2 months from National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're also waiting to hear from National Fish and Wildlife, or U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, whether or not their environmental services or ecological services branch will authorize construction to begin during the piping plover nesting season. We know that we can't be in dredging during sea turtle season. I'm hopeful that by next October, I'm thinking this is going to be our last year, unless the county finds some other issue that this is the final year of the contract. But it has been a good investment for us. Any other questions, concerns, thoughts? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Nothing else on the agenda. Under engineering, item A is execute receipt and file pipeline permit. Attached permanent easement agreement with Florida Gas Transmission Company LLC for the purpose of constructing and maintaining a pipeline for the distribution of natural gas across the Humboldt Camp Road and Hillenbach Road, located in Project Precincts 2 and 3. Item B has been requested to be tabled. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Lindsay subdivision located at the corner of East Hampshire Road and Wilbur Road, Precinct Number 3. That's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction that met all of the county platting requirements. Motion on those items.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that completes our regular agenda. Any issue that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without us taking action?
No Astros.
So far, so good.
Yeah. It was a great game last night. So this morning.
Yeah.
This morning.
Well, we want to thank Dr. Parker and Kathy for the work that y'all do with the contact committee. And we continue to appreciate all the great work. And I see Ms. Getz. Tax bills have been mailed out. We're going to probably be looking at some diminishing of the residential property tax value. We get into our new evaluations of and appraisals effective January 1st. So it's going to be an interesting year if we see how sales tax and property taxes wash out. Continue to appreciate the work y'all do in taking care of that and the office's office. Anything else, Commissioner? If not, the Commissioner? Yes, sir. Not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Good decision.